back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here at the Oriole Dome in Charlotte. District championship action tonight. We've got the Cardinals of Michigan Center and the Panthers of Western set to tip off here. Just a little over 5 minutes away. Other games in the area tonight. Hanover Horton is at Reading with a district championship game against Quincy. And that looks like it could end up being a pretty good game. Quincy's pretty good there. I think 18-3 at this point. Yeah, so they got a pretty good record and tough team. Meanwhile, Columbia Central is hosting a game. I believe Adrian Madison, their opponent there. And if they move on, they would end up in the regional with the winner of this game, or excuse me, the winner of Lumen Christi and Manchester that is on the power cow tonight. Also in that district would be Hanover Horton and I think Ionia. I try to memorize the bracket in my head here, but there's just a lot of potential for some really good matchups in that regional round of local teams here from the Jackson area.
So you're saying we could get a Columbia Central Lumen matchup, huh?
That could end up happening.
Yeah. A little Cascades blue action.
Exactly, yep.
Is that what we do?
Cascades
blue
red,
or red.
Red. Okay. Because blue was, yeah, okay. Blue was the current Cascades conference, the rugged Cascades, as GLC would refer to them. So let's go ahead and get the starting lineups.
All right. Well, for Western Panthers tonight, we have senior number 5, Nathan Burke, and senior number 22, Daniel Dustin. Then a pair of sophomores, including 24, Landon French, and 31, Trey Cottingham. And then the junior, Caleb Griffith.
Yeah, Cottingham and French as sophomores. I think at the beginning of the year, neither one of them started, I want to say, in that first game we did. But just continued to play really well and work their way into the lineup. Made it undeniable that they need to be on the floor as much as possible. And, yeah, they're important players for Western tonight against Michigan Center.
All right, and then for Michigan Center starting tonight, we have senior number 2, Braden Cosmet, junior number 5, Jaleel Brown, senior number 11, Asan Barber, junior number 13, Carter Wiley, and senior 23, Trevor Keeler.
And Keeler was kind of MIA in that game on Wednesday night, and I think what the issue was for him is they were guarding him with Nick Stevens, and Keeler's listed. He's not listed. They don't have a height. He's got to be about 5'11 max, and Stevens is 6'6. And I think that really caused a problem. Keeler was unable to shoot over him, and Trevor Keeler's got as sweet of a three-point stroke as there is in the high school game. I mean, just a tremendous shooter and really a good scorer overall, but just couldn't get it going. So he's somebody I would imagine they'll look to get into the game, into the offensive flow real early tonight.
Yeah, and it'd be interesting. Western kind of has similar bodies, too. They're coming at you with a lot of length. So
yeah.
Keeler might have to be crafty.
That is true. And what I was impressed with the most by Michigan Center, and I guess I've seen them do it because we saw them, I think, 3 or 4 times in the regular season. Against that taller Northwest team, they still did a good job rebounding because everybody rebounds. Jaleel Brown goes down and bangs on the offensive glass as a guard. Braden Cosmet actually might have led them in rebounds at some point during the game, and he's probably 5'8". So they don't necessarily have a ton of size, but they get it done with their smaller players and get a lot of rebounds out of those guys. So they'll try to mitigate the length as best they can. If it's an up-and-down, fast-paced game, I think Michigan Center will stay with them. If Western was able to slow it down and just bang away at them with those 3 or 4 big guys that they have down low, that could be where they see an advantage. So we'll see where they work it. And we got 3 minutes till tip-off. Let's take a 3-minute break here on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Boyle, Brian Haynes live at the Oriole Dome where the Michigan Center Cardinals and Western Panthers are getting set to tip off. We're getting the starting lineups announced on the floor right now. Our pregame for Jimmy's Towing will come to a close here. Thanks to Jimmy's Towing for being on board all year long here for our high school hoops coverage. Again, if you're I don't know if it's the weekend you're driving out of town and you start to lose the signal, switch over to WKHM.com. You'll be able to listen to us anywhere in the world. And if you know some friends who want to hear the game but they're not in the area, we'll send them that WKHM.com web address, and they can listen up wherever they might be. All right, Brian, you made a prediction. I won't put you on blast and make you say it on the radio, but I wrote mine down too. So
all right, well, we'll test each other.
Yeah, we'll see.
You know, it's going to be fun because Western, we watched them Wednesday. It was just trap after trap and just gave Charlotte all kinds of problems. So we'll see what happens with Michigan Center. Can they handle it, and do they make them pay? You know, if there's a trapping team, you got to make them pay at the end of it, or else it just allows them to keep doing it. So
right.
We'll see which team makes the adjustment first.
Yeah, and I speculated that Michigan Center, a much better ball handling team than Charlotte was, and I think they're going to put that pressure to the test and see if they can force Western to have to adjust in some way. So the officials have grabbed the basketball. They make their way to positions on the court. The Cardinals in their red and gray jerseys. The Panthers in their white with the maroon trim. And we're just about ready to go.
We already seeing our first contrast in the pregame huddles. Western reserve, kind of. Michigan Center dancing it up with John Smitty leading the way.
Getting a little more hype. They don't get hype, they stay hype. And here we go. 8 minutes on the clock. Enter Sandman on the loudspeaker. Carter Wiley and Daniel Dustin tapping it right to Burke ahead of everyone. Up and under. What a pretty layup. Highlight caliber move here for Nate Burke. 2-0 Western right off the opening tap. And here the Cardinals attacking this Western press with patience. Cosmet has it tapped. And that's what Western does so well out of that pressure, is get hands up and deflect balls. Maybe they don't get a steal on that play, but they knock it out of bounds. Michigan Center feels pressured. Now they drop it back, and they'll look in that kind of a 1-3-1 zone that they worked through a little bit here with Charlotte. Cosmet, deep left wing, tries to get over to Brown. Tapped a little bit. He does get the pass. Goes over to Cosmet into the corner for Barber. Gets to the high post for Carter Wiley. Back out to Cosmet. Three-man ball into the corner for Barber, and he hits a triple. Well, the Cardinals come out shooting a lot hotter than they did on Wednesday and scored much more quickly. 3-2, the Cardinals lead, 7:14 to go first quarter. Our first half brought to you by our friends at Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Burke working right corner, gets to French at the top. Now he hands to Griffith, Caleb Griffith, at the deep right wing, and on the exchange with French, he can't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds. Michigan Center basketball. So there's
those Cobra quick hands by Jaleel Brown again.
Cardinals dribble past the press. Cosmet gets inside to Barber in the corner for another triple. That one's way off. Wiley gets the rebound. Goes up in the trees against two other Panthers, and Wiley comes down with it on the putback. He gets fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line, where Michigan Center struggled mightily in Wednesday night's game.
Well, and there we have Michigan Center early on getting by that first trap and attacking, making him pay.
Carter Wiley at the line, and that's a miss.
Huh. Have we seen a Michigan Center miss free throw?
Much more recently than we've seen a made free throw. Wiley's got the second free throw going. Three dribbles, and there's the shot, and it missed again. French with the rebound. So Cardinals start out 0-for-2 at the stripe. You don't want to let that get into your head either. Start thinking about that every time you get to the line, and that just makes it easier to miss. Burt gets to Griffith in the left side. He gets into the paint, drops it off for Dustin, banging with Wiley, and a good strong finish by Daniel Dustin. 4-3 Western in front. They set on the pressure. Barber, Cosmet, and Brown teaming up to trap it. Oh, Barber gets through, dribbles into the elbow. Now back out to Wiley, who pump fakes, decides against shooting it, and the Cardinals will reset deep left wing. Cosmet across to the top of the key. Right side for Brown. He pumps the three. Keeler in the corner, now out to Barber. Goes high post for Wiley, out to Cosmet. Corner for Brown, shoots for three. Partially blocked by Caleb Griffith. Flying over. Cosmet made that extra pass. He was probably the more open player on that. Brown will inbound from the baseline for the Cardinals, trailing by one. 6:01 to go first quarter. And he passes into that safety valve deep, Braden Cosmet, where he's picked up there by Nate Burke. There's Brown back out to Cosmet. Cosmet dribbles through some traffic out to Barber, almost stolen. Burke tries to chase it down. Barber gets back and attacks. Down low to Keeler off his chest. Fire too fast. Good thing Brown was there to recover. And they'll get Dustin, I think, for the reach-in.
An early second foul again. Daniel had that Wednesday as well.
Quickly, they'll get Tyler Oxley off the bench, and Dustin will go down with two fouls. 5:41 to go here, first quarter. 4-3 Western early lead. Cardinals on a three-point shot by Asan Barber gets their scoring started. Deep inbound to Cosmet. Outside of the arc. Dribbles left side, gives to Barber. Now cuts in the middle, back out to Barber. He'll pull for three again. No. Rattled around. Burke with the big rebound. Nate will dribble it up the floor. Cardinals able to get back on defense. Burke dribbling against Brown. Out to French. He'll get into the paint. Jump hook. Left it a little shy to the left. Missed it. Rebounded by Brown. Jaleel gets it to Braden Cosmet, who comes up to the left wing. Goes to Brown. They'll go right side. Penetrates all the way to the bucket. Good hands by French. But Brown able to get the play away to Barber. Brown had an easy layup, but French able to get a hand in on it and stuff the layup. But Brown still powers through and gets it to Barber. It's 5-4 Cardinals up by one. Asan Barber with all five for Michigan Center. Burt gets it into the paint in traffic, forces up a shot, no good. A lot of times he'll get fouled on that one. Good job by the Cardinals to not commit that. 5-4, they lead with the basketball. 4:38 to go first quarter. Barber for three. It's short. Tip by Keeler. Can't get it to go. And Burke rebounds up the floor to Oxley out ahead of everyone. He doesn't have any numbers. He pulls it out. Hands to Cottingham. Trey Cottingham, right wing. And he'll hand it back to Burke, and they'll set up the offense here.
Man-to-man defense. Oxley was going to pull that three there. He showed us some range last game.
He did. You got to guard him all the way out there for sure. Burke, right wing. Now across the top, directing traffic. Barber pressuring. Burke gets into the lane, up in the air. Double clutch, righty finish. No good. Tap, also no good. Third chance, fourth chance. Oxley finally able to get it up there. Doesn't score it, but will get a foul and go to the line. That was four chances on that possession for Western. Showing a little additional length advantage over the Cardinals down low. Under 4 minutes to go, first quarter, 5-4. Cardinals lead, Oxley at the line. Free throw is no good.
And here comes Michigan Center's energy man, Boomer Perry. We mentioned Wednesday, probably 5'8", maybe 5'11" with the hair. But even though undersized, will be in there battling with those big Western bodies, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. It's strong. He does it with fundamentals. He boxes out. He gets the right positions and gets it done. And tremendous defensive lineman for the Cardinal football team. All conference, I believe.
Yeah.
As Oxley knocks that one down, we're tied at 5. Full court pressure here by the Panthers. Jordan Taluki into the game for the Panthers. They get some pressure on Cosmet. Taluki's going to reach in. Cosmet picked up the dribble and was saved by the foul call. He really had nowhere to go with it. Cosmet brings it up as the pressure sets back. Of course, high post to Boomer Perry. In the corner for Barber, fires for three again. Got that one to go. Asan Barber's got 8. So that's all of them for Michigan Center. Off to a three-point lead with 3:36 to go in the first period. Burke gets to the lane. Double clutch. That one goes. Pretty drive by Nate Burke. 8-7. Back and forth field to the game right now. Brown's got it. We're going to get over and back call. Backcourt violation.
I know the fans didn't like that one, but we have a good view of that, and I do not think Jaleel had established himself in the front court. So good call by the officials.
And Barber, I don't think he made a bonehead play, but he started to make the pass, and he did try to lead him enough to give him room. But with that pressure right there, any more than that would have been stolen. Turnover anyway, 7-8 Western Trails. Burke's got it right wing, and Boomer Perry out there to guard him. Open look for Taluki for three, and he hit it. Jordan Taluki, senior guard for the Panthers, hits the triple, and they go up by 2. 10-8. Jaleel Brown, left wing, gets a screen from Perry. Skip pass across to Cosmet. Now to the wing for Ason Barber. High post for Perry. Back out to Barber. Another open look for Ason. He gets that three-pointer off the rim. Rebounded by Taluki. Gets it to Burke. Run out here for the Panthers. Burke sets up at the top of the key. Looking to drive against Brown. Instead pulls out. Hands off to Sawyer Watterson, who's into the game. He's been nursing a sore ankle all week. Has not played, didn't play on Wednesday. He's back into the fray for the first minutes tonight. Burke out of the corner for three, missed. Rebounded by Barber. Cosmet's got it in the backcourt, dribbles over into the front court, gets to Brown, and goes to the attack. What a feed to Boomer Perry. I don't know if he had control of it when he went up, but he misses the shot. He hustles back on defense, and you like to see that. 2:07 left first quarter. Taluki out of the corner, goes to Watterson for three, short. Rebounded Braden Cosmet. Under 2 minutes now, first quarter for Aspen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning. Jaleel Brown into the corner for Keegan Bennett into the game now for Michigan Center. Skip pass over to Barber, who drives, gets it down low to Perry. Off the glass and good. A couple of great looks on the last two possessions for Michigan Center. Boomer Perry is able to finish them. He's going to have a chance to score some points if you're finding some space down low, because those guards are finding him. 90 seconds to go, first quarter. Sawyer Watterson at the top of the key. Right side for Griffith, into the corner for Burke. Puts it on the deck against Brown. Drives baseline. Reverse layup. Short. Second chance tap is good. Think about Burke. He puts up, anytime he puts up a shot, it seems like he's always the first guy to know if he's going to miss it. And he's right there to try and tap it.
Quick jumper.
12-10. Western out in front by two. Brown to the high post for Perry. Over to Cosmet. Dribbles into the elbow. Now back out for Brown. All alone for three. Long. Rebound. Battle. Tap. Off a guy's chest. Perry gets it. Goes up. And he'll draw the whistle. Boomer Perry will go to the line. And Perry gets the rebound, but that play's kept alive by Braden Cosmet.
I'm sure the Cardinals are happy to see Boomer Perry finally at the line, because I believe he's the last one that's made one. See if I gave him the announcer jinx.
Indeed you did. There you go. You missed that one.
Boy, this game has had a fun pace to it so far, too.
Right.
Kind of like we talked about before the game, it's really up and down. Both teams looking good. Kind of a different feel than what we saw Wednesday.
Exactly. Yeah, it doesn't feel like anybody's playing poorly. Just
yep.
You'll see good defensive plays and then good offensive plays. Michigan Center came out shooting the basketball a lot better, and they feel a little more energetic as Perry hits. Still the only Michigan Center player to make a free throw in this district tournament. Landon French for three. No. Wow, Brown got up high for that rebound. He turns it up the floor quickly for the Cardinals. Find Josh Sisk on the run out. No numbers. Brown will drive into the elbow. Into the corner for Sisko's baseline. No room there. Passes back out to Jaleel Brown. We're going to get Sawyer Watterson. Back in the corner for Sisk, who comes back out to Brown. Brown gets into the paint. Drops it off for Perry. Up in the air. Blocked by 6'7", Tyler Wisman. And Cottingham pulls down the loose ball as Bennett rides him down the floor. Cottingham gets all the way down into the corner and into a trap, and he tosses it off Sisk's foot. Heady play, because he got himself down into some dangerous territory.
That was right a play right out of his dad Ryan's book, Spring Harbor coach. Your coach's kid, you know how to do things like that, right? Or you better, you don't get dinner that night.
14.5 seconds here, first quarter, 12-11 the score. Western up by one, and they'll pass it into the backcourt where Burke will retrieve it, bring it up, gets a screen from Wisman. That screen and roll, when it's working for Western, is a really good game plan. Cottingham forces up a three, but he hits it. Looked like a bad shot, but he knew he had it. Knocks it down, it's 15-11. Barber fires it left-handed. Can't get the bucket, so at the buzzer in the end of one, 15-11 Western. Out in front, 1 minute break, and we're back with the second quarter on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Out of town scoreboard for AirTech Machining and Manufacturing, and we got a score from over at Grass Lake. After one, Lumen leads Manchester 10-7. Airtech Machining and Manufacturing Machining Solutions for the aerospace industry. We're underway. Josh Sisk with the basketball. The right wing gets into the elbow, drops it down for Perry. He tries to make some room, can't really get anything. Gets the shot up. Barber with a tip attempt. He missed it. Keegan Bennett with the offensive putback. Three tries for Michigan Center on the offense. 15-3. Burke drives to the lane. Gets all the way in, and the Cardinals step up and take a charge. Was it Barber who took the contact?
No, that's Boomer Perry.
Boomer Perry. And my broadcast partner for Monday, Keith Richards, said, noted, and I think it was accurate, that Burke does everything with authority, and maybe a little too much authority there on the drive. But 15-3 Western leads. Cardinals with the ball back after the charging violation. And a nice thought by Carter Wiley, but a miscommunication stolen by the Western Panthers. And a lovely fast break. I don't even think the ball hit the floor. Tyler Wiseman with the score at the end of it. 17-13 Western. Pressure chasing Cosman around. He's able to skip it over to Sisk, who shoots. Got it. Bottom of the net for Sisk on the long two-pointer. 17-15. Nice back-and-forth pace here. Underway in the second quarter. Our first half brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Landon French drives across into the paint, and he slid his foot. We'll get the travel. And I don't know that it was anything he did wrong, just maybe his shoe had a little wet spot on, and he slid a little bit.
Looked kind of a little like Zion Williamson. Maybe it's a Nike.
There Nike. Goes there went any hope of getting a Nike sponsorship on our broadcast.
I was hoping they weren't a sponsor.
Cosman's got it left wing, goes to the top of the key for Jaleel Brown. Back over to Cosman into the corner for Sisk. High post for Brown on the attack. Reverse slam, got it to go. Just over an outstretched defender's hand. We're tied at 17. And now a steal for Keegan Bennett on the outlet pass. And he'll slow it down wisely over to Brown. Jaleel Brown never looks rattled. He never looks stressed on the court. He's so calm. Good feed into the corner for Sisk. Out to Bennett. Bennett will go to Cosmet, left wing. Skip pass over to Brown. High post for Wiley. Back out to Brown into the corner for Bennett. Now Brown from the wing drives. Out to Wiley at the high post. Baseline for Brown. Drives, reverse layup underneath. Couldn't get it to go. Rebounded Western. Burke coming up the left side. Brown chases him down to defend. Tied at 17 still here, first half. Caleb Griffith dribbling from the wing. Hands off to French, who's driving into the free throw line area. Nice back cut there by Burke. Cross to Griffith in the paint. Great floor awareness by Nate Burke. 19-17, Western goes back in front. Cardinals coming back down. Brown through the lane, wide open for three. Fires and leaves it short. Burke rebounds. Nate looks up the floor. Had to have everyone. Caleb Griffith on the run out. Great job by Wiley to chase it down.
Boy, great court vision by Burke there. Threw about three Cardinals, made a beautiful pass.
Yeah, to actually land that pass in that guy's hands, too, out of that was tremendous. 5:07 on our first half clock here. 19-17 Western leads. They have the basketball. Inbound coming from Jordan to Lupke. Gets in the corner for Griffith. Drives baseline. Double teamed out to Lupke. Swing pass to Watterson. Great hands by Cosmet. Knocked it away. Chases it down. Now Western steals it back. Burke's got it. He'll dribble out and try to reset. He's got two Cardinals chasing him out there. Gets it away to Watterson. Goes back to Burke. Burke will calm it down, directing traffic a little bit out on the floor. Also grabbing a quick breath. Screen by Oxley doesn't use it. What a block by Brown! And he gets the rebound. And on the run out, Burke will get a reach-in foul. Wow. Jaleel Brown absolutely skied to slam that basketball off the backboard. We're getting the best game out of both of these teams today, Brian. After Wednesday was a fun day of basketball, but not. It's even more fun to watch two teams play really well. 19-17, 4.5 on the clock. We get a timeout from the Western bench. Full timeout. We'll take a one-minute break. 19-17, Western leads Michigan Center on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
4:32 to go here, first half. Cardinals with the basketball. They trail by two. Jaleel Brown getting trapped. Passes away to Asan Barber. Keegan Bennett drives baseline into the lane. Goes up over their outstretched hand to Jordan Talutke, and we're tied again at 19.
Keegan had really given center a lift Wednesday, too.
Yeah. Getting some big minutes out of him. Talutke fires for three. Oxley to rebound. And he gets it. He'll get a foul call for the trouble. Tyler Oxley, he's the Boomer Perry of the Western Panthers. He's not as tall as some of those other guys, but he just outworks people down there. And I think what I noted, Brian, away from the basketball, away from the action a little bit during that, Keegan Bennett was face guarding Trey Cottingham. They don't want him to have an effect on this game.
Well, what'd you say? He had six threes on Monday?
Yeah.
Was that in the first half even?
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I'd like to see Oxley and Boomer Perry. Wonder if we could give them a couple bucks and have them stick around and either just play some one-on-one or arm wrestle or do something.
Anything.
Yeah.
Something competitive where they had to just there's a wrestling match. You got some mats or something in the corner. I'd watch that. Nice inbound to Caleb Griffith. Good defense, too, to get an outstretched hand and change the shot. These two teams are matching up great. 19-19. Wiley. Oh, great job to hustle down to the defense. That was odd. So I didn't think it was touched.
I didn't think so
either. So I thought the backcourt violation.
So when he got it, thinking over and back and traveled with it.
Either way, I think the right team has possession at this point. So Wiley was about to shoot a three, and the defender got an arm up, and he knew he had to get rid of it, and he tried to pass it back to Cosmet. But it kind of got away from him. Western's got the ball now. Watterson, top of the key, left side for Cottingham. Working to get him the basketball. Give him a screen from Oxley. He goes away from the screen. Now looks to come back into the corner for... that is French. Now to Oxley. Right side for Watterson. Looking down to Griffith in the paint. And Brown's right there. What a wise play to get there from the weak side. Couldn't quite get the possession away, but he does create the jump ball. And he saw that play so far ahead of time. He raced from the other side of the lane to get over there and almost steal that pass. French inbounds to Oxley in the corner. Out to Watterson. Dribbles into the paint area. Out to French at the corner. He drives across the lane. And Brown with another lightning quick reaction. Almost gets the knock away. And they do call it off Western. Ultimately, and the Cardinals get the ball back. Tied at 19 with 3:09 to go in the first half here on WKHM. First half brought to you by Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. And I'll send a shout-out to Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center as well. They are the title sponsor for our college basketball bracket competition. I'll tell you about it halftime. And what a drive by Trevor Keeler. Gets into the lane, and he hangs in the air and floats one off the glass. And scores it. Now...
Boy.
Got turnover on the inbound play.
So I think the inbounder stepped inbounds before he got rid of the ball, so it's coming back to center.
Trey Cottingham playing lawyer over there was pleading the case. The official was not swayed. Michigan Center gets it back.
Which surprises me. I thought when players talk to officials, they'd say, yeah, you're right. That is your ball.
And that's another quick hand by Burke. Nice touch pass by Wiley. Into the lane, Brown hangs in the air, left it short, and Cottingham rebounds. Trail dribbled up the floor for Western. Going against Cosmet, drives into the lane, stops. Out to French, open for a three. I think his foot was on the line. He missed it anyway. Rebounded by Brown. Cosmet, left side of the floor, dribbling up, head up, over to Barber on the left wing. Back out to Cosmet. Keeler coming across the middle into the lane. Floats back out to Brown. Good defense and close out there by Sawyer Watterson. Into the corner for Barber. He's pressured there by French. Trying to get to Wiley in the post. And on the cut, he tries to feed Brown. It gets away from him. Behind the back, pretty dribble by Burke. In the lane, missed. Tap is good by Daniel Dustin. Back in the game with two fouls. Western runs that break so well. 21-21 with 2:01. To go here in the first half. Barber crossover and into the lane, into the air. Double clutch miss. Gets his own rebound. knocked out of bounds, last touch. Dustin and the Panthers. Cardinals will keep it inbound from the baseline as Brett Castro comes onto the floor.
Boy, both these teams relentless on the offensive glass so far. Shot goes up. It's almost like a pass.
Yeah. And a lot of times it's the guy who shot it who's there to get the rebound. Trevor Keeler takes the inbound. Into the corner for Braden Cosme. He dribbles right out of there. Back to Barber. Open look for three for him. He's got a couple already today. Missed that one. Burke and Dustin battling for the rebound. He got a little chippy with him there. His own guy. Burke up the floor, drives right side, gets up into the air, and he gets the bump from Jaleel Brown. I don't think the Western fans agree necessarily, but I think Michigan Center's done a great job to avoid committing fouls. They make defensive plays without fouling, and that's an art, especially for as often as Jaleel Brown has his hands in the action to not get called for reach-ins. 6-3, the foul disparity here. Western's got six, Cardinals with three. Burke, however, has made a free throw. I haven't seen a lot of those makes. Boomer Perry had one, too, but it's kind of
the way. My man Ox made one.
Did he? All right. Yeah.
Never going to let you shortchange that, man. Love that guy.
That's your guy, you said. Minute 34 to go in the half. Burke at the free throw line gets the second one to go. Good trip to the line for the senior leader of this Western team. And for his trouble, he gets pulled out of the game. they give him a breather when they can.
You know, you mentioned him earlier trying to catch a breath on offense, and I'm telling you, they're so relentless trapping, and center's breaking it, and I think it's really making them work. So
yeah,
here they go again.
Brown throws it up the floor. Good catch by Wiley. Could have been a steal. Against Charlotte, it would have been. Barber outside here, working against Griffith. Crossover into the lane. Nice move. And he tries to drop it up. There's a miscommunication. Tries to drop it down to Wiley, and Wiley was setting the screen. Out of bounds, turnover on the Cardinals, 23-21. Western two-point lead, and minute 13 to go. Burke will go to check back in. Cottingham drives, gets through the defense into the lane, floats it softly off the glass, and a four-point Western lead, 25-21. Brown against Griffith. One-hand pass cross-court to Cosmet, back to Brown. And Cosmet playing catch outside the arc. High post for Wiley, into the corner for Keeler, steps back, three-pointer, no. Brown chases down the rebound. Keeler on the cut, pump fakes, and gets the defense up in the air, and Keeler will draw the foul. And again, I think it's great for the Cardinals if Keeler's offense can get going.
Yeah, he needs to give him a spark, and there you go again, Jaleel Brown hitting the glass again. What do you think the center guards have rebound-wise right now?
A lot. We get a Michigan Center, the first time a Cardinal other than Boomer Perry's made a free throw in this district tournament.
All right, Trevor Keeler. And, you know, you said that just gets mental. I mean, shooting, especially free throws, is contagious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once you feel those start going down, and everything else feels like a better shot, I think. And that one goes in cleanly. Trevor Keeler with 4 points now today. 25-23. The Cardinals cut the lead to two with 41.1 to go first half. Another look at the AirTech Machining Manufacturing out-of-town scoreboard. 22-13, Lumen leads Manchester with 2:15 to go in the half. Manchester without their big 6'8 star, or at least limited by an injury. Cottingham for a deep three. Missed that one. Five different guys battling for the
nice
rebound.
Pass.
Burke comes up with it, and what a great pass to Dustin. He makes the layup. 27-23, now 16 seconds. Cosmic coming up the floor through traffic. 9 seconds. Screen from Boomer Perry. He rolls. Cosmic can't get to him. Spins. Tries to get into the corner. Hands tapped it. Out, and the Cardinals will throw it away. No shot up at the end of the half. 27-23. Western leads by four. 16 minutes of gameplay. A real back-and-forth tempo game. Western kind of kept themselves out in front by 2 or 4 points most of the way. So felt like they kept Michigan Center from really making any kind of a run that would get them a lead. But for the most part, two teams that seem evenly matched.
And we saw both of these teams make big runs Wednesday. Many for Western and a few for center. So we'll see who makes the run coming out of the half.
First half was brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. And we'll go to the halftime right now for Denny's Restaurant on Airport Road in Jackson. Denny's.com online. Get yourself a super slampler. Maybe order one. And then pick it up on the way home from whatever you got going on tonight. They're open 24 hours. Love the breakfast, love the burgers. Denny's Restaurant on the half. 3 minute break, and we'll come back and look at the first half numbers and set things up for the second half. 27-23, Western leads Michigan Center on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the half for Denny's Restaurant, online at Denny's.com. And let's take a look at that AirTech Machining and Manufacturing out-of-town scoreboard again. Halftime at Grass Lake, Lumen Christie leads Manchester 28-15. And our update from Hanover Horton, the Comets out to a big lead early. I guess they started out 20-0. And after one, 22-7 the score out there in Reading. Comets on a collision course with maybe Beecher all the way, as we were saying, in the final. That's how good I think Hanover Horton is. They're definitely. And we saw them lose in the regional final last year in a game that they were minutes away from winning. And just they went ice cold shooting the basketball. Basically,
about a team that can score from any spot on the floor.
Exactly. And basically the same lineup that was runner-up in the regional last year comes back a year more older, a year more mature, a year more talented, and yeah, they're just going to be a difficult matchup all the way for anybody trying to play them. We are at the half here, 27-23, and a couple teams that cause matchup problems for opponents. And Western has held on to just a couple points lead most of the way here, but Cardinals have tied it up a couple times. And if some of those three-point shots start going down, Michigan Center is going to be a handful for Western. But who got it done for the Panthers in the first half?
All right, for the Panthers scoring in the first half, we have Nathan Burke leading the way with 8, Daniel Dustin with 6, Trey Cottingham 5, and Jordan Taluki with 3, Caleb Griffin with 2, Tyler Wisman with 2, and my man Tyler Oxley with the lone free throw.
A single free throw. Yeah. Meanwhile, for the Cardinals, finally someone besides Boomer Perry able to get a free throw to go.
Yes.
And who got it done for the Cardinals?
Well, Asan Barber came out with 8 quick ones, but he must have had 8 in the first 2 minutes, and he finished the half with 8. And then there's Trevor Keeler, Keegan Bennett, both with 4, Boomer Perry with 3, Jaleel Brown and Josh Sisk with 2 each to round out the Cardinals scoring.
Yeah, nice to see Keeler get into the scorebook. It looked like he started to maybe find a little momentum late in the half. I think he's a guy who can help Michigan Center add to that point total quite a bit in the second half and force Western to have to keep an eye on him a little more closely. Trey Cottingham getting 5. The three-pointer he made looked like he never should have taken it, but he did it with confidence. And he got another drive that he went off the glass, but Michigan Center has been face-guarding him a lot and really just denying him the basketball and kind of switching off on everyone else.
Yeah, and not only will that slow a great shooter down, but then you also see later in the game when you finally do get open and you feel like, oh, man, now I'm finally open, and you kind of get rushing things. So
yeah.
It can, you know, not only does it stop you when you can keep them from getting it, but it definitely gets in your mind too and you kind of start rushing things. So
right.
We'll see how Trey handles it. You know, he's a heady player, as you said, so I think he'll be able to. But
and if there's anything I would note about both of these teams is the leadership and just the clear basketball IQ of both teams. Jaleel Brown always seems to know where he's supposed to be, and he gets there. And he's got a great combination of basketball understanding and athleticism, so that when the ball comes off the rim, he's not the biggest guy on the floor, but he jumps before the other guys, and he's in the right spot for the ball to come off the rim. It's been a lot of fun to watch. And Nate Burke's that same kind of guy where he does have physical abilities, and he's a big, strong kid, clearly, but he also understands a lot about the game, and he's made some just tremendous passes where you can just see him seeing the floor better than anyone. on the play.
And both teams, boy, we're just seeing some good high school Jackson area athletes.
Without a
Not
question.
Just basketball players, but
yeah.
quick hands, quick jumpers, strong kids. This has been a fun one.
No doubt. Let's take another one-minute break here on the half. We'll come back and get ready for second half action. 27-23, Western leads Michigan Center on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
So today, the first day of March, Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, one of our sponsors here on the game, also our title sponsor for the College Basketball Bracket Mania competition. College Hoops Mania, I think it's called. WKHM.com. Go to the website today and sign up your team. And then when the Selection Sunday activities happen on March 17th, you're ready to go. $1 million if you pick a perfect bracket. 65-inch TV if you pick the best bracket of everybody in our competition. Great prizes. You can check that out, WKHM.com. We're underway in the second half for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains, others can't. Barber in the corner for Michigan Center. Keeler now right wing. Gets a screen, now goes back the other way. Trapped out on the wing. Quick hands by the Western Panthers. Knock it out of bounds, but the Cardinals will keep possession. Barber to inbound here to Cosmet. Left wing for Keeler. A little casual with the feet there. Could have walked. Barber into the lane. All the way down, maybe too deep. Tries to float up the shot. Burke rebounds it. Missed everything on the shot, but he was behind the backboard a little bit, made it a tough angle. Barber working against Brown, or excuse me, Burke against Brown. Cottingham, right wing, drives against Cosmet into the elbow, steps back out. Good defense by Cosmet to take away the three-point shot. French goes to Burke out near half court. He'll reset the Western offense. Starters on the floor for the Panthers. Burke handling left side, gets into the elbow, out to Cottingham, had a momentary look at the three. Instead goes to French for three, and he can knock it down, and he does. 30-23, a three-pointer to start the half for the Panthers, and they get right back into that full-court pressure. Barber goes into the middle of the floor to Brown, and good job by Griffith to be there, and now he gets the steal on the pass. Up the floor to Cottingham, pumps the three, drives all the way. Finger roll, missed, rebounded by Cosmet. Now the Cardinals on a run out. Wiley out ahead of everyone. Chased down by French, gets the knockaway. Into Keeler, pulls up from the elbow and knocks that down.
That's a tough shot, that little wide open nine-footer.
Yeah.
Nobody works on that.
Griffith drives into the lane. And Griffith just turned down an open 10-footer from the baseline, drove into the defense. Probably got a shot blocked there, but he got a foul called.
Michigan Center fans didn't seem too happy.
They didn't agree with the call. I always assume there's some body contact that I can't see from here because the block itself looks clean. Dustin from the free throw line misses.
And whether there is or isn't, that's always the good official is, hey, got him with the body.
Yeah. And as the kids would say on that missed free throw, the ball don't lie. Hanover Horton against a good Quincy team right now, 40-15 lead on our AirTech Machining Manufacturing out-of-town scoreboard. So it looks like Hanover Horton will get themselves into the regional, barring a pretty special comeback by Quincy. Cardinals break the pressure. Brown, nice feed to cutting Keeler as it knocked away, and they'll call him for the travel. Now, it looked like it was knocked away.
That's what the Michigan Center coaches are saying. Hey, he tipped it, and I believe them to be right. I think that referee that called it was a little shielded. Maybe
yep.
Didn't see that.
31-25, Western leads by six with 6:05 to go, and they've got the rock. Crossover, Barber, Burke into the lane. Barber doing a great job defending. Burke does get around him, up and under. Pretty finger roll at the rim for Nate. It's 33-25. And we'll get a timeout. Full timeout from the Cardinal bench. 33-25, our score. We'll take a 60-second commercial break. Back with more basketball on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boy, Brian Haynes, 33-25, the 8-point lead for Western, the biggest of the game. They set up the full court pressure. Cosby going across to Barber. Goes to the middle of the floor for Brown, and now Cardinals have numbers. Tries to get it down to Wiley. It's tapped away, and Keeler gets it. Misses the bunny. Rebounded by Nate Burke. Probably not fair to call it a bunny. That was in traffic and a tough shot. A little too strong for Keeler. Burke looking to drive against Brown. Now he hands it off to French, who will drive against Brown. Gets down low, double clutch, missed. Good position defense by Brown. Now he goes to the floor to try and get the loose ball. We'll get a foul against Dustin. Is that three against him?
That is three on Dustin. Speaking of three, number three, Keegan Bennett checking in.
Bennett comes in to give Trevor Keeler a break. Barber will inbound here to Cosmet, comes to get it. Boyd in the sideline, goes back to Barber, now back to Cosmet. Good job by the Cardinals on that pressure break. Good hands by Burke to almost come away with a steal.
You watch Burke and you watch Brown's hands. Both wear number five, both with extremely quick hands, long arms.
It's just got uncomfortable. Every pass you throw at some point, you just start to go, should I throw this? Is someone going to be there? Cosmic goes high post for Wiley, out to Barber for three. No. Rebounded Cottingham. Trey puts it on the deck, driving up the floor, weaving through defenders. Trapped now at the high post. Into trouble, threw it away, but luckily landed in Landon French's hands. Burke directing traffic behind the back at the high post. Leans in off of Carter Wiley's face, back to Burke. And now on the drive, he loses his foot and kicks it out of bounds.
You know, this is generally a time in the game where we might have a Boomer Perry sighting. I did not see that, I swear.
Perry into the game so Wiley can reconfigure. He got that shot right to the face. I don't know what you do. You just got to kind of wink your face a little bit and just kind of until it comes back into focus. That's it. Basketball hit him in the face. Burke with a steal out ahead of everyone, all the way to the bucket, finger roll, count it, and it's a 10-point Western lead. 4:28 to go here, third quarter, Panthers and Cardinals. Cardinals breaking the pressure here. Brown in the middle of the floor. It goes to Boomer Perry up in the air, blocked by Burke. Brown gets the rebound. Barber in, pull-up jumper, nothing but net. 35-27. Cardinals cut the lead back to 8 with 4:08 to go here in the third quarter. Second half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. All of our postseason high school basketball brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. 6'7 Wiseman posting up against Jaleel Brown. Burke fires for three, misses everything. Barber rebounds. Brown's on the run out. Goes ahead to Boomer Perry. Couldn't reel in the pass. Maybe a little long, but hit him in the hands.
Yep. Had that been wide receiver Carter Wiley, might have come down with it, but offensive tackle Boomer Perry might not have the same hands.
35-27. Western, the 8-point advantage. So tick away the seconds here in the third quarter.
You know, center's getting through that original trap, but boy, that fundamental, just you got a bounce pass against these guys. If you try throwing it straight to someone, somebody's hands are getting them on them.
Sawyer Watterson goes to Cottingham because now Michigan Center setting up a bit of a half-court trap. They go down low to the big man, Tyler Oxley. Passed across to Nichols. Cottingham, deep left wing, picked up there by Braden Cosmet. Looks to drive. Steps back. Nothing there. Passes to Watterson at the top. Right side for Talutke. Panthers moving around the perimeter. Asa Barber on Cottingham now. Burke on the bench. Cottingham pulls for three and hits.
Deep one.
It looked like he was just biding his time. Somebody's going to walk away, and I'm going to hit this three. 38-27, 11 points now, the biggest lead for the Panthers. Brown takes it all the way to the rim. Finger roll no good. Oxley rebounds. Gets it out to Cottingham, who had leaked out. Now passes to a cutting. Talutke gets deep. Can't quite get the angle to get it in. Rebounded by Perry. The Cardinals with numbers going the other way. Barber wisely pulls it out. Good recovery by the Western defense. Cosmet dribbling across the top. Into the corner. Barber for three. No. Rolled around the rim and comes out. Near steal by Brown. Loses his footing and Cottingham racing up the floor. Stops and pulls from the right side. Off the heel. Rebound. Barber goes up to get it. And we're going to reach him foul. That's going to go against Nichols.
Again, here we are at the 2:23 mark. Clean basketball, up and down basketball, but it's only 2-1 in fouls right now. Fun to watch.
And we get a timeout here on the floor. Let's take a 30-second break from the broadcast. 2:23 to go, third quarter, 38-27 Western in front on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
38-27 Western pulling away here a little bit in the third quarter.
Yeah, you know, we talked about runs coming, and here Western starting this quarter on, what, 11-4 run, I believe. And these next 2 minutes and 23 seconds is going to be important for Michigan Center. They need to make a little run of their own and cannot let Western get away.
They had a big end of the third quarter on Wednesday night, and maybe they'll look to get a little bit of that magic back here. Brown, Cosmet, Barber, Perry, and Bennett on the floor for Michigan Center. Burke, Talutke, Oxley, Nichols, and Casto out there for the Panthers. Into the high post. Brown nearly loses it. Gets it away. Cosmet out at the left wing. Gets a screen from Perry. Goes away from it. Double team there. Now back cut by Brown. Pretty pass and finish. Nice look by Cosmet to find Jaleel Brown for the bunny. 38-29. Lead cut to 9. Nate Burke dribbling right wing. Gets a drive against Bennett. Passes it away to Nichols. Cardinals kind of switching everything on the perimeter. Burke working against Cosmet. Minute 37 left here. There's a drive by Burke into the air, passes into the corner for Nichols. He'll drive into the paint. Across the Casto, now down low. And they can get a reach in. Who's it going to go against? That'll be against Brown. Jaleel Brown, second.
Yeah, here we are. Michigan Center still only has 5 fouls for the game.
Inbound here from the baseline for Talutke. And he gets it into French. Left side now for Burke. Another Airtech Machining and Manufacturing out-of-town scoreboard update. Lumen Christie, 41-23 lead now over Manchester. Burke still working. Now Wiley has switched on to him. Burke goes around Wiley, gets into the paint, loses it for a moment, gets it back, left it short on the layup. Cosmet gets the ball and runs it up the floor for the Cardinals. Finds a cutting Keegan Bennett. Now out to Barber into the corner. Wiley pump fakes for 3, drives, loses his footing. Brown there for the offensive rebound. Cosmet into the lane, pull up from the free throw, and he got that to go. I was just thinking to myself, I don't think Braden Cosmet has taken a shot yet tonight. Hits that one, it cuts the lead to 7, now 38 seconds in the third quarter.
I like Burke being smart here, realizing with a 7-point lead, don't have to rush anything. Try to take this down, get a last shot, and at worst, you're up 7.
Burke calls for a screen from Oxley, drives, passes out to French. Crossover, Barber going for the steal. Brown comes through and gets it. Brown going all the way, coast to coast, dribbling through the backboard. Out to Barber for 3. That one's off the side. Burke grabs it, flings it. It's going to be short, so at the end of 3, 38-37. And the Cardinals did get a little run there. Not a big one, but they kept it from getting away from them. 7 points here with 8 minutes to play. Let's take a 1-minute break. Come back with the fourth quarter on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
8 minutes on the clock here in the second half, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains, others can. Our final 8 minutes of basketball here. 7-point lead for the Panthers. They'll start the fourth quarter with the ball. And it looks like the starting lineup on the floor now for the Panthers And almost true for the Cardinals. Keegan Bennett in. And he's out in his place.
I think Trevor Keeler might be
there
out.
There you go.
Yep.
Bennett's played well here in these two games of district tournament for Michigan Center.
He has.
Cottingham cross court to Griffith into the corner for Burke. Cutting Dustin down to the low block. Patience down there, and he missed the shot. But he gets his own rebound, and the putback is good.
That was great patience.
Pump faked it. Two defenders flew by, and he got himself a good look. Put it up too strong, but he did make the offensive rebound in the putback. Brown weaving through the defense, and he'll get tripped. And that's going to go against Landon French. Just the fourth team foul against Western. 7:28 left in this tilt. Cardinals trail by 9. Cosmet to inbound from the baseline. Pass it way out to Jaleel Brown. Cross court to Keegan Bennett. Deep left wing. He'll look to go back across. And I like the fact that he faked a pass on that one. So those are the kind of cross court passes that Panthers will steal. Bennett out to Cosmet left wing. Dribbles in. Bennett open in the corner for 3, and he hit it. Big shot for the Cardinals. 40-34, they'll cut the lead to 6. Jaleel Brown guarding Nate Burke. Gets a screen from Dustin. Going around Wiley all the way to the bucket. Burke puts up left-handed. Too strong. Dustin's there. Another big offensive rebound and putback for Daniel Dustin.
At Western Lakes.
There's a tough pass by Brown, but he made it happen. And Burke, another near steal. That'd be a fun stat to keep from Western, near steals. You'd run out of paper at the end of the game. 6:42 to go here. 42-34. They push it back out to 8. Jaleel Brown will inbound.
I think I led the team in near steals and near points and near assists.
Yeah, you had all the near stats on lockdown.
Yeah, nobody gave me credit for those.
Cosmet working against Watterson. Left wing for Bennett. Gets a screen from Cosmet. Now hands off to Barber. He drives from the top. It's all the way down. Double clutch. Couldn't get it to go, but he does draw a foul. Another AirTech Machining and Manufacturing out-of-tone scoreboard update. The Hanover Horton Comets look to have secured their place into the regional semifinal. 57-27. I'm not sure if that's a final yet, but a 30-point lead. Tough to come back from, especially against the Hanover Horton team as Barber hits the first.
Yeah, when the calendar reads March, you can bank on Hanover Horton being playing basketball.
Just about every year since I can remember. Barber missed that free throw. And Griffith gets it. 42-35, Sawyer Watterson. Right wing, Dustin goes down. Wanted a foul call, nothing coming from the officials. Burke working against Cosmet. And you can really see these Cardinals right now trying to turn up the pressure on the ball handlers. Good switch to get Wiley on him. And Burke drives, and we get a whistle against Cosmet, it looks like.
So calling it on the floor, though.
42-35, 6:03 to go. Got the inbound coming from Nate Burke on the baseline. Watterson and Cottingham in the backcourt with Burke. Front court for the Panthers, Dustin and Griffith. Right side for Burke. Put it on the deck, nearly stolen by Jaleel Brown. The two fastest hands on the court here, one-on-one. Burke gets a screen and a switch. Cosmet now on Burke. Now Cosmet switches on to Watterson. He's got the basketball. Now he loses his footing a little bit. Passes away to Cottingham. Oh. Brown gets there to knock it away on the chase down. Cottingham goes to the floor, and he's able to get it back to Griffith. But Cardinals with the pressure on. Now it's numbers for the Panthers out to Burke for 3. In it! Out of the chaos, you get a huge triple from Nate Burke. 45-35, now a 10-point Western lead. 5:25 left in this one. We'll take a 30-second break. Back with the final 5:25 on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, out-of-town scoreboard for Airtech Machining and Manufacturing. 47-30, Lumen leads Manchester after three. Lumen Christie trying to secure their way into that regional semifinal Tuesday at Leslie against Hanover Horton.
All right, so here was what we're looking at with 5:25 to go. Michigan Center down 10, and only with three fouls. Sometimes, you know, the clean game can hurt you at the end when you need to foul, need to send them to the line. We'll see how center deals with that.
Cardinals get the basketball here. They'll try to cut in the lead immediately. Western sticks with their full court pressure. Barber dribbling around Watterson. And they're going to call him for a travel, and it looks like maybe twisting his ankle or even a cramp in his calf. The Panthers get it back on the turnover with a 10-point lead, 5:19 to go. Caleb Griffith, Nate Burt, Landon French, Daniel Dustin, and Trey Cottingham. And you can see Keegan Bennett out there face guarding Cottingham. Burt gets a screen from Dustin. Tried to find Cottingham. There's Cottingham. Gets the ball with Keeler on him. Now trying to go down low for Griffith, and we're going to get a foul against Keegan Bennett.
Which Keegan seems a little upset, but again, that might not be a bad thing.
Just the 14 foul. Burke inbounds to French into the corner for Burke again. Hands it back to him. Burke dribbles into the lane, gets deep, goes into the air, tries to get the bump, does make the floater. 47-35, 12-point Panther lead. Brown dribbles all the way. Kiss it off the glass a little too strong and now commits the foul on the miss. And that's the 15 foul. Like you said, that doesn't necessarily hurt him. It's his third, so he's not in foul trouble for this late in the game. And the Cardinals just two fouls away from the bonus. And if you're trailing by this much at this point, that might have to happen. Bennett trying to get a steal from French, and they do get it. Cosmet turns it over. Flips it to Brown, who flips it back to Cosmet, gets it to go, and draws a foul on Nate Burke. They cut the lead to 10, chance to make it 9. .442 left in this one, a 10-point game. The Cardiac Cardinals here.
Yeah.
Trying to make another comeback after a six-point deficit was overcome Wednesday night.
Although if Nate Burke has anything to say about it, that could be a tall order with him with 17 points already tonight.
Yeah, he's definitely taking that leadership role tonight, and I'm surprised that they've got anyone else even handling the ball right now. Watterson, he'll flip it back to Burke. Burke getting a screen from Dustin, goes around it. I don't think Burt feels any pressure to go anywhere. They will come out and guard him and make him start that five count. And then he backs off of him. Screen from Dustin. Burt goes around it. Now into the lane. Spinning. Stepping back in the palm for a walk. That pivot foot must have slid just enough.
Boy, if you're the Cardinals right now, you might want to even think about running two people at Burke and just to make somebody else handle it.
But you can't leave Cottingham alone, no. So who do you pick your poison on? Who's going to hurt you? Into the corner for Keeler, out to Brown. He drives, drops it off for Bennett. Pump fakes, moves around the defender. They're going to wave it off and call it on the ground after the pump fake. Really nice move by Bennett to get some space with two bigger guys down there on him.
The big thing about that, though, is that's Nate Burke's fourth.
That is big.
With 4:05 left, are they rolling the dice or are they taking him out?
We'll see what happens. They're going to call a timeout and talk about it. We'll take a 30-second break on the broadcast as well. 47-38 Western leads on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
The Panther lead is 9. And Burke still in the game with 4 fouls. Cosmet to inbound. Floats it into Carter Wiley. Out to Brown in the corner for Cosmet. Pump fakes a 3. Gets it out to Brown. Brown goes back to Cosmet. At some point, you got to imagine they go at Burke. Keeler.
Yeah, I would ISO him.
On the wing. Drives, gets into the lane. Floats it up. Oh. In and out. It was halfway down. Burke gets the rebound. Now he's working against Brown. Brown chasing him up the floor. 3:42 to go. Burke drives into the air. Man, where's the whistle?
Oh, is that it?
Offensive foul. Is that on Burke?
They did.
And that's it. You could almost see it coming, Brian, when he started to penetrate. There were probably two or three Cardinals who were ready to take that charge. So Burke goes to the bench with five fouls and a nine-point lead. That's not the end of the world. The Panthers can still score without Burke. They've got to, but things, they'll look different. They'll definitely look different.
And it just feels different for the Cardinals. You can even see how pumped up they are to see.
Yep. So they, at 8:12 p.m. with 3:38 to go and a nine-point deficit, what's Michigan Center got left in the tank against this Western Panther team? 5:28 to go over at Grass Lake, and Lumen Christie leads Manchester 51-32. And they'll eat up some of that clock and get themselves into a game Tuesday at Leslie against Hannibal Horton. That's, we saw them play earlier in the year, and that should be a fun one.
So this is going to be a big 3:38 for the senior that's been nursing an ankle, Sawyer Watterson. I guess he's going to be probably having to take over ball handling duties, you suppose?
Between he and Trey Cottingham, we'll have to handle those duties because we've seen French and Griffith both turn it over against pressure. They get it in quickly and break the press easily. Brown in, out to Keeler for three. No. Heel rebound, good rebound by Watterson. Taken away. Brown's got it, and he puts it up. 47-40. Pressure from the Cardinals. Landon French will dribble it up. Keegan Bennett pressuring him, and now they get it to Watterson. 3:14 to go, 7-point lead for Western. Watterson gets a screen from Taluki. Goes to the bucket, loses it on the floor, and it trickles out. Now we're going to get a foul. Who's going to get whistled? It's going to go against Western. It looks like it's going to be Caleb Griffith. And that's team foul number eight, so we got free throws for the Cardinals. Who's going to the line?
Well, I know there's about four bodies on the floor. Looks like.
Where's the little kid with the sweat mop like in the NBA? There's definitely a little pool down there. These guys have been working hard for 29 minutes. Yeah. And they are sweating and nobody's shirked a duty in this entire game. This team, both teams have been working tremendously hard. It's been fun to watch. Cardinals trail by 7, 3:04 to go. Jaleel Brown at the stripe. Off the heel. Another missed free throw. Chased down by Braden Cosmet. He saves it into Wiley. And the Cardinals get another possession. Brown on the drive. Stolen by Cottingham. It's loose, though, at midcourt. He passes down to French. What a pass by Cottingham. Big play for Western. They needed that. 49-40. Pass up to Brown. Looks to drive around Cottingham. Or that's Dustin. Gets into the lane.
Oh.
Puts it up out of desperation. Thought he got the foul, but he does make the bucket. The Cardinals pressure. Full court. Dustin's got it. The Barber on him. Goes across court to French. French dribbles past some defenders. Hands to Cottingham. 2:25 left. Cottingham dribbles around some defenders. Into the free throw line. Picks up his dribbles. Got to pass it out to the corner. French is going to pass it back out, and they want to eat some clock. Cottingham open for three. Missed it. Rebound tapped deep, and the Western Panthers get another possession. Into the corner, French all alone for three. And he missed everything. Dustin chases down the rebound, and the Panthers will keep it. No, Barber steals.
Oh,
and he's going to get a foul against Cottingham. That's number nine against Western. Barber will get a trip to the free throw line, where the Cardinals, despite perhaps shooting better than Wednesday, still struggling.
They are struggling, but if they want to keep playing, this is the time they better start making them.
2:01 remains, 49-42.
Boy, it has been frantic for this last minute. You can see Western looks like they're just hoping somehow they can hang on.
Barber at the line. And that one rattles off. Rebounded by Western. Good pressure, though, and they get the steal. What are we going to get? A timeout from Western?
Oh, wow. I don't know if the referees will huddle for this one, but center clearly had the ball.
So they're going to get the Panthers the ball back. He's not going to relent on that. 30-second timeout. Let's take a 30-second commercial break, and we'll sort this out on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Under 2 minutes to go, 49-42, full court pressure here by the Cardinals. Western with the basketball, Tyler Oxley to inbound. And he gets it into Cottingham. They come over to trap. He gets it back to Oxley. And Cottingham on a great run out. Gets into open court. Gets it to Watterson. Back to court. Cross court to Oxley. Tries to go down to Dustin. He's got the catch and the make. Huge bucket for the Panthers. 51-42. Wiley looks to drive. Now back out to Barber. Top of the key. Cosmet all alone for three. And he hit it. Timeout for the Cardinals. 93 seconds left. Let's keep it on the broadcast. Second half for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains, others can't. Stay tuned following the final buzzer. We'll get our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game. What a back and forth contest here. Final, oh no, it's 51-37, 4:28 to go, fourth quarter. Lumen holding on there. On our Air Tech Machining and Manufacturing out-of-town scoreboard, Hazlitt, 31-24, lead on Williamston with 2 minutes left. Hanover Horton was 30 points ahead at last check, and that might even have been a final over at Reading.
So it looks like we're at the right place tonight.
I think so. Yeah. If you wanted some excitement at the end of the game, this is the spot. It's a six-point basketball game with 93 seconds.
Well, we'll find out if Western can make some free throws because I'm guessing they'll be going to the line a few times here.
Oxley to inbound. Fakes it and goes to Cottingham. Gets trapped. Ahead of everyone to Griffith. And he'll get stripped on the way up. That's a couple free throws for Griffith. I don't know if the official was looking down the sideline here, but there's a chance Cottingham dribbled on that sideline.
Smart foul by Barber there. Griffith was going in for uncontested layup, and he not only fouled him, but did it without getting the intentional. That's smart play.
Yep, and he couldn't, and kept it from making it and getting the free throw. So good job by Barber, and he hits the free throw. Good job by Griffith. And Western's done a good job without the guy who they count on and look to in these pressure situations, Nate Burke. The last couple trips down the floor against that Cardinal press, the Panthers have made good plays and gotten themselves layups. Keeping that lead, 52-45 now, minute 28 left.
Daniel Dustin back in, who's had a big second half.
So it is a final from Horton, or from Reading. Hanover Horton, 77-42. Missed the free throw on the rebound. We got a jump ball. And the possession arrow pointing to Western.
Or is it?
Are you going to give it to Michigan
Center?
Center
has the possession.
Did they already switch it? Is that what happened?
I'll say so.
Cardinals have it. The officials all agreed. 52-45 at 7 points. And Cosmic grabs it, goes around Watterson, out to Wiley. He pump fakes into the elbow, pull up jumper, got it. Good shot making here by the Cardinals. Last couple possessions. Cottingham splits the D. He's got numbers now. Floats one, missed. Rebounded Brown. Spins away, and he gets the foul. Yeah. 52-47, now it's five. Cardinals have got to make some free throws.
And that is also Caleb Griffin's fourth.
.108 left on this game clock. And this is how basketball games can go. We've at 93 seconds, we've had three trips up and down the floor, feels like, as Brown hits.
This might be 68 of the longest seconds for Coach Mullnix's coaching career. Center's going to keep dragging this out.
Second free throw from Brown is also good. It's a three-point game. And now it doesn't feel like much of a deficit at all.
Oh.
Oxley ahead of everyone. What a pass by Cunningham. And Oxley takes his time and finishes it. Lead back to five. Quickly up the floor to Wiley. Hands to Cosmic going around. Going baseline. Takes it up. Missed it. Brown taps it to Bennett. Floats in the lane. Got it. And a timeout. Timeout from Coach Gaddy. 54-51, three-point game with 47.4, and the Cardinals keep making it exciting. Full timeout from the Cardinals, but let's take a 30-second break, and we'll come back with the final, whatever it is, 47 seconds, 54 seconds. No, I don't know. We'll be back in 30 on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
54-51, the Cardinals have gotten it within three as time is winding down on their season. 47.4 to go here at the Oriole Dome in Charlotte. We had to drive an hour to watch two teams that are 15 minutes away from my house. I'm 5 minutes from Western High School.
Well, I guess if you're Michigan Center, you have a few seconds to try to trap, try to turn them over, and then if that doesn't happen, you pick who you want to send to the line.
And really, pretty good free throw shooting across the board.
Oh!
French fell down. Taluki gets it, and Cosmic gets the foul. It looked like for a minute if they were going to throw it to French, he fell down, and they were going to get a turnover instead. The pass goes to the right place.
And if you're Michigan Center, about 8/10 of a second came out. You're sending Jordan Taluki to the line, who has not been there tonight.
Missed a free throw. Cosmic's got it. A three-point deficit. Cardinals with the basketball. Wiley trailing. Pump fakes from the three-point line out to Bennett for three. No. Oh. Long rebound. Barber's got it. Chased down. Cardinals get another shot at it out to Brown. He'll drive against Taluki to Barber in the corner. Cosmic for three all alone. Overshot. Bennett rebounds. We got a tie-up. Jump ball. And it'll be Western. No. The possessions. Oh, they switched it.
They switched it again.
Switched it before I could see, so it'll be Western basketball.
That's a case where the Cardinal players have to realize they did not have to get a three, although they did get a couple good looks. You have plenty of time to go get a basket, play defense. Now Western wants a timeout to talk about it.
Yeah, you got to get those final instructions in so that they don't have to think about it when they get it. They just do what you told them to do. Couple of really good area coaches here between Gaddy and Mullnix, and two of the most fun teams to watch. Fast-paced basketball, and 54-51 right now our score. 3 points separate these two teams, and Western will have the basketball. Cardinals will pressure them, like you said, kind of the same scenario as last time, right? Try to get a steal quick, and if you don't get it, foul someone.
Yeah, there's still enough time. I see Landon French just checked in. I don't know if that was for Taluki after just missing that last free throw. They don't want to give him another shot. We'll see.
Tune us in on Tuesday. Whoever wins this one, we'll follow them into the regional quarterfinal Tuesday from Marshall High School. Could be another really great matchup there. Right here in WKHM online at WKHM.com. We'll travel. You don't have to make the drive to Marshall. Just tune us in here on the radio. Best in live coverage of high school sports brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Oxley to inbound. French, Cottingham, Watterson, and Griffin still on the floor. Inbound goes to Cottingham, and they'll trap him, and he's just going to hold on to it as long as he can. They're not fouling him. Now they get him. It's Wiley. Commits the foul.
Oh, do we have a technical foul?
Let's see what happens. Cottingham looks baffled. A little heated. So we'll wait for the official.
I believe I hear him say we're going to shoot the common foul first, which makes me believe that Cottingham might have just been teed up.
He was fired up. I think he wanted them to call a foul sooner than they did. And when they finally called it, emotional response. And if it was called by that official, he'd be the one I would guess would make that call. He's been, you know, you hear it from the officials and the players for four quarters of a basketball game.
Yeah, being in a high school and a high school official, boy, you know, you have a normal job. You come from your job. You drive an hour to get to Charlotte, and your prize for all that is getting to be screamed at for an hour and 42 minutes.
The most hated guys in the building. We couldn't do it without them. MHSAA.com, we always mention, if you feel like you could do a better job, you're welcome to it. They love to have more officials. Matter of fact, they had to reschedule some games this year because of an official shortage at times. So they can always use a few more. MHSAA.com online. As Cottingham shoots the common foul and he missed it. And that's a 1-1, right?
That is.
So that
should be it. The Michigan Center fans are letting them know it's a 1-1. The coach is letting them know it's a 1-1.
And it definitely wasn't a shooting foul because it was in the backcourt.
Yep.
It's only the 18 foul for the Cardinals, so it's a 1-1, and he missed the front end.
Wow. So now the Cardinals have two shots
and
the ball. Well, Michigan Center's used to only leading for about 6 seconds of a game, and have they led yet tonight?
Did they lead early? They led early, like 3-2,
maybe. Yeah. Big shots for Brown.
Will Brown at the line. And he missed it. He looked over to the bench like they could tell him why he missed. And even then, he still doesn't look rattled. He's the second one, and then got it to fall. It died on back rim. That's that soft touch that shooters have.
Even Jaleel thought that was funny.
And who could muster up a laugh with 18.4 seconds and 2 points down with a basketball? But Jaleel Brown.
So you got to believe Brown's going to get this and drive to the basket. We'll see if he takes it all the way or dishes.
And Brown falls down. It goes to French. He lays it in. Unbelievable. The lead's back out to four with 13 seconds. Brown coming up. He gets it over to Bennett. Cross court to Wiley. And he threw it away. And as they line it up as best they could, the Cardinals with a couple turnovers have put themselves behind the eight ball with only 8.2 to go, 56-52. Griffith to inbound, gets it to Cottingham, and they'll grab him. 7.4 to go. Cottingham can salt this one away at the free throw line.
What a crazy turn. I mean, Jaleel Brown just flat out slipped.
Just slipped and fell, and right at the time they were inbounding. 56-40 is the final for the AirTech Machining Manufacturing Out of Town scoreboard. Lumen Christie has defeated Manchester. They'll move on to play Hanover Horton Tuesday night at Leslie. You'll be able to hear that one on 95.9, the Power Cow. Winner of this one moves on to Marshall on Tuesday night. Seven-point-four to go, 56-52. Cottingham hits. One more chance for Trey Cottingham. And he knocked them both down. Carter Wiley will inbound, goes to Braden Cosmet. 6 seconds, goes down. Pump fakes, now fires for three, missed it. And that goes up off the top of the backboard, and it'll go out of bounds off the Cardinals with 0.4 seconds. The Panthers will salt it away. 58-52 is the final. The students will storm the court. And after a wild finish, Panthers move on, 58-52. Michigan Center had gotten themselves into a position, and then two straight turnovers.
Boy, we said we wanted a good one, and with about 3:20 when Nathan Burke went out, we got our wish.
And it's a bummer. You want to have the best players on the floor, but it really made it dramatic down the stretch, to say the least. We'll take 3 minutes here on the post game. We'll come back and get our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game. 58-52 after an exciting second half for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. We'll come back and wrap it up. Your district championship, Western Panthers on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
58-52 the final as the trophy is handed out. And Western Panthers are the District 52 champs tonight here on WKHM, WKHM.com. And our player of the game for Jackson Area Subway Restaurants, it was a tough choice because we had Daniel Dustin really put in a great effort, 13 points, had some big rebounds, and his buckets seemed to come at big times. And really, they missed him when he went out early with a couple of fouls. But the guy they missed at the end of the game, but I don't think they're in the position to hold on and win without Nate Burke's effort tonight. 17 points, probably a dozen boards, probably about 8 or 10 assists. He had 5 or 6 steals. I mean, he just does it everywhere on the floor. Nonstop effort. He gets maybe 60 seconds a break throughout the game. He's just a battler, and they'll need him next round now, and he led the way tonight, 17 points for Nate Burke.
Yeah, I mean, people look at the paper and they see the 17 points, but I tell you, it's way more than the 17 points. Even his defense, this length, people are trying to bring it down, and he just got his hands. I mean, you mentioned it. How many deflections did he have? Or your almost steal stat. Yeah, near steal stat. So, yeah, Nathan Burke, you earned that Subway Player of the Game.
Yeah, and he's one of those guys, too, where you don't feel like you can take a playoff because Nate Burke doesn't take a playoff. So if you're out there playing with him as his teammate, you feel like you got to keep your effort up because, you know, you feel wrong if you're not working as hard as Nate Burke is when he's on the floor. Meanwhile, in the loss for Michigan Center, no reason to hang their heads. Just an uncanny series of events in the last 18 seconds or so. The inbound where Jaleel Brown slips and falls down is a turnover. And then the next possession, now they're down by, instead of being down by 2, they're down by 4, and they come down and turn it over on the baseline. And just like that, Trey Cottingham goes to the line, knocks down a couple free throws. And
it was a fun ending.
Western wins. It was exciting, and that's what we were hoping for, and we got it. It's nice when the district comes. Sometimes the district draw doesn't work out where the best game is the championship game, but tonight that was the case.
It absolutely was. Those two teams deserve to be here. They both played a good game.
Yeah, great job by both coaches, both teams. It's a shame. We say it all the time, but it's a shame one team had to lose. And tonight it was the Cardinals. The Panthers cutting down the net, and they will take that district championship trophy home and enjoy it for a little while. And then they'll get right back down to business because they've got a game Tuesday night. You'll be able to hear that here on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com. You free on Tuesday, Brian?
Hey, I'll come back Tuesday.
We're going to Marshall? Yeah, we're going to Marshall. Historic Marshall.
Let's go to Marshall.
Why don't we? So we'll plan on that. AirTech Machining and Manufacturing out-of-town scoreboard. I want to say one more thing for them. Machining solutions for the aerospace industry. And we got as many scores as we could get you. 56-40, the final Lumen Christie one. They will move on to face Hanover Horton at Leslie on Tuesday. That's going to be a fun one. Those two teams have met earlier in the season. I think that was a 10-point win for Hanover Horton, which is weird. They've been blowing people out, but Lumen Christie's able to slow them down and defend them well. And so as much as you like to say Hanover Horton could march to a championship, Lumen Christie would like to say, hey, wait a minute, we're playing our best basketball of the year right now.
Yeah, that's
and I think after the win, these two wins, I think that's now 6 out of their last 7. So,
Coach Mortimer's alma mater there, too.
Yeah.
Will he have any green and gold on?
No, I'm guessing no.
I'm with you.
I saw him at a Jackson High game when they were playing Lincoln right before Hanover Horton was playing them, so he's there scouting. Full Hanover Horton track suit. All about the Comets, and it shows in their effort, and that'll be a fun game. And like I said, us at Marshall broadcasting live on WKHM. So let's run down the scores. So we know our player of the game, 17 points for Nate Burke. Who else got the job done for the Western Panthers tonight?
All right. Well, as you mentioned, Daniel Dustin chipped in with 13. Trey Cottingham had 10. A hard-fought 10, as center really looked to take him out of the game. Yeah. And then there was Landon French with 7, all coming in the second half. And then we had Jordan Talucki with 3, Caleb Griffith with 3, Tyler Oxley with 3, and Tyler Wisman with 2. For the Cardinals, we had Jaleel Brown led the way with 11, 9 of them coming in the second half. Keegan Bennett, who played well all week for Michigan Center, had 9. Braden Cosmet, 8. Osam Barber with 11 as well. Trevor Keeler with 6. Boomer Perry, 3. Carter Wiley, 2. And Josh Sisk with 2.
All right, to round it out again, our Jackson Area Subway player of the game tonight was Nate Burke. Fouled out with three and a half left. And it really was obvious what a different Team Western is without him on the floor. And he led them to that lead, the lead they were able to hold on to and get the win tonight, 58-52 for the Panthers. All of our postseason basketball coverage brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center and the new Trips Ceramic Pro. Let's say thanks again to Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center. Make sure you check that College Hoops Mania bracket competition out at WKHM.com. Get signed up. Doesn't cost you anything to sign up. If you pick a perfect bracket, you can win $1 million. You've probably done that a couple times at this point, Brian.
Well, you know, I was misled. I thought it was picking the perfect district bracket, which I have to say I had. Do I get anything for that?
Well, let's go to the pregame, the pregame prediction. You said 56-48 Western. 58-52, that's pretty close. I said 61-57. I think you win that one.
Well, I think I do, but I hope there are not my Cardinal friends listening to that and hear me say that I... But, boy, and that's not a knock on Michigan Center.
Oh, no.
I just, you know, watching Western Wednesday and how hard they played in their length, I just thought that could give them trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And Michigan Center did do a good job with their pressure. But at the end, you know, Western was able to hang on. Great high school basketball game.
Oh, yeah, it was a lot of fun to watch. And right now I'm trying to find out if we had a final from Columbia Central. The Golden Eagles still in action tonight, taking on Adrian Madison. So if I can seek out that score and find it, I will for us before we wrap it up for the broadcast. Because the Golden Eagles are going to be part of that bracket over there at Leslie. So if they are able to win their first round game, then they match up against the winner of that Lumen Christie Hanover Horton game. So we might have a double header for you on Tuesday.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot. Do we know who Western will play next week?
Not. It was the winner of
Ionia one.
I think it was Ionia, and yeah, maybe Williamston's in the bracket, but I don't think that's the next matchup.
Okay.
I think it ended up being Ionia or.
I think you're right.
Adrian Madison, maybe. So see what I can. You know, I think we're going to come up shy on getting that score, but I know we got our staff checking on it.
And it's a crack staff.
Yeah.
Top notch.
Like one
from
guy.
From what I can see.
Staff's really scrolling frantically to try and get a final. I don't think we can get it tonight. We'll check into it, and, you know, we'll get all the scores for you online at WKHM.com tonight. You can check that out. Our scores from throughout the evening. And, again, our coverage continues. The Western Panthers move on. They're district champions tonight with a 58-52 win over the Michigan Center Cardinals. And we'll be live again Tuesday night as they continue their postseason run. So for Mike Reed back in the studio, my broadcast partner tonight, Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle. We'll talk to you on Tuesday night.